Resort areas are having a moment as residents from more urban, pandemic-stricken regions search for more open spaces. In remote Western Maine, many of those newcomers are settling down permanently, bringing economic activity and challenges. Maine's Public Radio's Fred Bever reports.
It's been a heck of a season at the Lakeside Convenience and Marina, where vacationers can grab sandwiches and rent a boat for a 10-mile ride around Deep Blue Rangeley Lake.
We went from, you know, worrying about bankruptcy to having, honestly, the best summer we've ever had in 10 years. Who'd have thought? We certainly didn't.
Co-owner Lynn Noyes says in the pandemic's early days, she and husband Paul had to overcome their wariness of out-of-towners who might bring the COVID-19 virus with them. By late spring, though, a lot of tourists were being welcomed here, and now some of those visitors are putting down new routes. That's thanks in part to the way the pandemic opened up new frontiers for remote work.
I think I've heard we've had like 26 new kids in our school, which doesn't sound like a lot, but you have to understand we have 150 K through 12 usually. So when you have another 26 kids, that's kind of a lot. I mean, everybody's throwing a sign up on their house.
Everything's
for sale.
Stuff that's been sitting for sale for 5-10 years, gone in a week.
The median price for a home in this county rose nearly 30% this summer to $194,000. Statewide, the number of out-of-state buyers rose as well to 1 in 3.
The pandemic, quite honestly, has really helped us.
Realtor Jamie Eastlack says that in a typical year, about 20% of showings end with a quick sale. This year, he says, it's been more like 80%.
These are people that are new to the area and just jumping in and purchasing property. Just to get to an area that is like this, you know, there's just not a lot of people around. It's beautiful, deep lakes, ski mountain.
Eastlack says there is concern about pressure on the school system and affordable housing. Recently, he was preparing one home for sale to a Rhode Islander, which could displace the local family that was renting it. New dynamics are playing out elsewhere in the area, including at Sugarloaf Mountain, a ski resort about 40 minutes away.
I met one couple who came. They live in a high-rise in Boston, and they have a place on the mountain. And they came up in March to ski, and they never left.
Ben Willauer is a consultant from Freeport in southern Maine. This year, he and his wife moved to the Sugarloaf area, joining an emigration from urban to more rural outposts that's being seen elsewhere in the country, and they are enrolling their two young children in the local school system.
We felt it was an ideal time for us to get to know that community more on a full-time basis, and in the meantime, we then put our house up for rent for the school year down in Freeport, and quickly found folks from the mid-Atlantic states who were eager to come to Maine as an alternative to where they were in Maryland.
Massachusetts resident Kim Denny, her husband and 82-year-old mother set out recently for a hike toward the 4,100-foot peak of Saddleback Mountain. Most summers, she says, far-flung relations visit their Maine vacation home only sporadically. This year, the extended family gathered here, quarantined, and really settled in.
Because there's a lot of space up here. It's pretty easy to be socially distant, even as we're standing in the parking lot together, ready to hike the mountain.
Downey says she's excited about the region's future, but she adds,
be careful in how much you promote, because it's kind of beautiful, and we like that socially distant.
For Here and Now, I'm Fred Bever.